ABC Radio Australia.
Well, first it was a group of Papua New Guinea's top cricketers who were asking whatever happened to their promised prize money after competing in the T20 World Cup. Now it's the turn of the national men's soccer team, with their all-time top goal scorer, Raymond Ganimba, wanting to know why payments due after the couples won the MSG Prime Minister's Cup last year have still not been made. It's an all too familiar story, but maybe things will change now that Papua New Guinea footballer have a voice inside the world ruling body. In a first for the Pacific, the couple's captain, Arwin Gomalong, has been accepted onto the FIFA Player Executive Programme, and his selection is already making a difference.
What I tell the FIFA guys is, before, it didn't really feel like FIFA was paying any attention really to the region or players for that matter. And now you truly get a sense that they're making a concerted effort to involve players more in the transition to executive spaces and having more input from the players. And for football in the region, it's massive. I'm already trying to see if I can get more players from the region onto the future editions of the program, because the people you meet, the world is your oyster now. You have friends in Mexico, in Peru, in Singapore, in Europe, and being part of the global FIFA family is the true value in it. And you have an issue, you can just pick up the phone and call someone in South America or Europe, and it's almost free advice.
Do you get the sense, or in fact, do you know that being involved with this executive program, because you're playing the game, could perhaps open doors for Papua New Guinea and maybe Oceania as a whole that football officials are not able to open?
100%. The network you have also have their network. So I could even invite one of the big time players to come over, because we're now friends from the program. You know, they've expressed that kind of interest to come and see the place. How we go about it is another story, but that's just an example. And not just that, in the opportunities in maybe sending players abroad or creating programs that can be driven by the presence of some well-known figures in the game that can inspire some kids. The opportunities are endless in that sense.
And where do you see this taking you currently? You're still very much a player, you're captain of the national side, but looking ahead a bit further, are you looking at being involved in FIFA on a professional scale, as it were? Are you even looking at the possibility you might be involved in running the game in Papua New Guinea one day?
Yeah, one day maybe, but not immediately. I still have a lot of personal goals that I want to tick off, but certainly down the line, it's something to consider. But I can't really look too far into the future, because there are other opportunities out there, and it would ultimately come down to what is best for me, my family, and the career and objectives that I want to achieve.
And as far as the national side is concerned, at the moment, the PNGFA seems to have a bit of a problem holding on to a coach. They've lost two in recent times. Yeah. Felipe Vega Oango has left apparently for personal reasons, and prior to that, Warren Moon left over a contractual dispute, which I think is still going on. That doesn't help, does it?
Correct. I think the important thing is to have someone that has some stability and that is well supported. That's something we haven't had in the last couple of years, and you could see that we were building towards something with the Prime Minister's Cup win. I think that performance was everything that we had been working on throughout the year. So it was good to see it come to fruition and have some success from it. But with the changing of a coach again, there's a lot of questions in the air, programs and what happens next. That's something, again, we don't know. But at the same time, we all have to get on with our lives. And that's sort of what I'm doing at the moment. I'm not holding my breath on what's happening on that front, even though I will support the team no matter what. And we just hope for the best outcome.
Could your connections with FIFA, newly established, be of assistance in helping the PNGFA find a coach who might actually stick around?
I wish it could at this moment. I think I'm still a bit of a greenhorn in that sense in the FIFA space. But I think in the future, it could definitely lead to something. I think the FA has a lot of work to do on themselves, and I'm doing my bit on another front. But at some point, I could definitely see my connections or my side of the work that I'm doing also being of benefit to the FA. And I'm hoping at some point that we could maybe collaborate on that.
And just a word on player payments, a subject which has come up again. Your former international teammate Raymond Ganimba has gone public saying that players who won the Prime Minister's Cup last year have not received the payments that they were due at the time, and Papua New Guinea is hosting the tournament this year, so clearly not a good look. My sense is that you've campaigned on this long and hard often enough that maybe you've reached the point where there's not enough walls left for you to bang your head on.
Yeah, correct. My situation is different maybe to other players, but at the heart of it, you know, I'm their captain and I'm their leader, and it's sad to see what it's come to. You know, certain promises were made and those promises haven't been fulfilled. But an important thing that I think from the messaging that I have to make clear is that I don't want this issue to be misconstrued as players being motivated by money to play for the national team. And that has never been the case wherever we've gone and whatever success we have. I think you would also appreciate and understand that when we do play, we're not standing on the pitch when that whistle blows thinking, oh, we might get paid after this game or not. We're purely playing for our country. We're not motivated by money. But for many players in Papua New Guinea, football is the main source of income. And when certain promises are made, people commit time and effort and away from their families, they should be justly compensated for that. Unfortunately, the sports industry in PNG is not really well set up and there aren't really any processes or protocols in place that would maybe be a voice for the players in terms of reaching agreements with the authorities and whether it be Sports Foundation or the FA, but it's something that I think we should be working on. There should be more of a concerted effort towards creating maybe collective bargaining agreements, some standard set of rules, but it's an unfortunate situation. And as you said, I mean, I've been through it long enough to understand how these conversations go and how long they take and how energy and time consuming they can be. So I've sort of taken a back seat on it, but Raymond's doing the right thing in raising the issue. It's something that has to be put out into the public forum to be discussed. And, you know, with the upcoming tournament, you can imagine players may not have the same level of commitment because certain promises were made. We'll see what happens.
And that was Arwen Komalong, captain of the PNG Couples, talking to Richard Hewitt. And as well, joining the Player Executive Program, Arwen has also been accepted on the FIFA Master Program, which includes a year-long sabbatical in Europe.